Hi, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Missy. And this is the first time I'm trying to do a podcast. So I wouldn't expect much. I don't have any audio software at the moment. As some of you probably know from my emails, back on the old list, I recently upgraded to Windows XP, so I haven't tracked down any... Oh, I guess the cats are going to help. Okay. Anyway, I have not tracked down any audio software yet. Under Windows 98, I was using CoolEdit 2000, and since that's next to impossible to track down, I'm probably going to get SoundForge at some point, but just haven't got around to it, so I don't know. The quality of this is probably going to be pretty pitiful. I'm using a Digiset Duo Aria 64 to record this. It was, back when I got it, a cool concept. What it is it's an MP3 player. It doesn't have any display or anything. It's totally accessible in that regard. And what the plan for it was that you were supposed to be able to stick it in a cassette player, and it would play like over your home stereo or over your car stereo as if it was a cassette. And it works pretty well for that purpose, but the battery life is a joke. It just doesn't, you know, you can also use it with headphones. And I put a couple Audible books on it once, and it wouldn't even last through a whole day of work, which is only 7 hours. So if it can't hold a charge for 7 hours, it's not worth much. But I thought it would be okay for recording this, at least till I get better software, because I don't have a hands-free, I don't have a microphone stand or anything, so this is the only way I could demonstrate things. I still want to do a Nokia 60, more a mobile speak demo, but my Nokia 6600 is currently not here. I sent it to Bob Anderson from Optilec, and he said that apart from the power button being a little non-responsive, he couldn't find anything wrong with it. And, you know, to me, it's mixed news because I love the phone and definitely would love to continue using it, but if it's not completely reliable, I'm a little nervous because I could have afforded to replace it right now, but didn't want to if I didn't have to. So since he says it's still absolutely fine except for that, I went ahead and got myself a book port with my tax refund, so I'm looking forward to receiving that. And if anybody knows of a way I might be able to get the power button looked at or repaired on the 6600, that would be great if you could email it to me on the list or off the list or whatever. Also, I use MSN Messenger, or I plan to. It's installed because it came with Windows XP. But so far I haven't actually done a conversation on there, so I don't know how well it works compared to how well it used to work. But my regular email address that's on the list, I'm not going to give it here because, you know, kind of try to stay a little bit secluded when possible, but it's the same email address. So I just found out you can do that. You don't have to have Hotmail. So I got rid of my Hotmail because I didn't have any use for it except for that. And since I don't need it, then it's gone, and I'm on MSN Messenger with my regular email. Let's see. Anyway, I'm so horrible at this, but my point was, in all that rambling somewhere, that once my phone comes home, I will definitely be willing and able to do a mobile speak demo. So you can stay tuned for that, and hopefully it will be far more coherent than this. Let's see. I guess, I don't know, a little bit more about me. I live in Ohio. I'm 33. I have a degree in communications from Wright State. I did, or had, two what I call real jobs. I worked at PrimeStar. It was satellite TV. And worked there for 2 years. That was my favorite job I've ever had. And they got bought out by DirecTV. And we weren't offered jobs or an opportunity to relocate or anything. But they gave us a very nice severance package. So I used the money to move back home to where Cincinnati, because I was in Dayton at the time. And about, I don't know, almost a year later, I got a job with Sears Industrial Sales. I did their email customer service. And then they got a new database, which was very, very not accessible. Of course, their one that was there when I was first there wasn't accessible either. But the point is, they had it, this brand new custom software designed, you know, and not only did they not make it accessible, which, you know, that's not a big, huge surprise, I guess, but they were so disorganized there that somehow or another a feature to generate invoices for the customers was left out. Figure that one out. But they ended up creating a job for me out of that, and I was able to use the JAWS cursor to kind of look at the screen on their software, and that was good enough for this. What they had me do is make manual invoices. They had a little template spreadsheet in Excel. And so I would just do manual invoices there. And that was very boring, but Sears ended up closing that division because, I don't know why, just because. So that's the story of my life. And now, I've been working for 3 years at Clovernook Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired, not to mention MRDD and everything else, but it's a sheltered workshop. I barely make minimum wage, and it's just depressing. So I'm hoping maybe another real job will come my way someday, because I think my computer skills are reasonably decent. Even if I do ask a lot of questions, it's just because the luck I've had lately, I'm scared of breaking things, you know, especially under XP, which is good. It's good that right now I have a healthy respect for things and won't randomly just delete stuff. Oh, I don't think I need this. I've done that more times than I can count. And I better introduce this beast that you keep hearing, maybe. I don't know what the pickup on this Digiset thing even is. For all I know, it's not even recording. Right. But I have two cats, Kit and Katie. They're both girls. They're litter sisters. Kit is more of a tortie type coloring. And Katie is mostly just a, I don't know, tabby probably. Tortie wannabe. She kind of got some Siamese facial elements, but she didn't get the blue eyes. But anyway, they just turned 3 about a month ago, and they're a lot of fun. I used to have Siamese, but that didn't end well, so I don't know. That's probably not a good topic for the podcast, but I'm much happier with mutt kitties. We'll just leave it at that. I love the Siamese because they were vocal, but they just, at least the two I had, weren't meant to last. They were only 6 and 7 when they passed away, so Alright. Anyway, I picked up Miss Kit, who is the one that wanted to help, at least for the moment. I'm not sure where Katie has wandered off to. But she's sitting on my lap now, and you can probably still hear her purring, I don't know. Let's see, my computer. Yes, I could briefly describe that. See, I don't know what people are interested in. If I do a Gmod thing, I'm going to wait till I can find a way to do it better quality than this Digiset, because I don't think the pickup on this thing is worth attempting anything important. Okay, I have a Pentium 4 1.7 gigahertz system, 512 megs of RAM, 80 gig hard drive, 49 gigs of which are still free, which is good, because I plan on downloading a whole bunch of books from Audible, which I've been a member of Audible for forever. And I'm thinking about joining Bookshare now that I'm going to have the book port. So, you know, it's good that I still have a lot of hard drive space. Running Windows XP Professional now, and JAWS 7.0. Still using Eloquence as my primary speech, but I do have, Kepstrel, as they pronounce it, or Sepstrel, as JAWS pronounces it. I have Amy. Love the voice, but just can't quite get into using it as a default. The pronunciation just isn't quite... God help me, I'm used to Eloquence now. I used to think, once I found out I couldn't use Keynote Multimedia speech anymore, because my system was too fast to run the installation. That was not good when I got my new computer. But anyway, I was forced to use Eloquence, and I got used to it. I use Glenn as my voice. And, Glenn and I get things done. So I guess that's good enough. Let's see. Sound Blaster Audigy is my sound card. Just the old generic Audigy. And it's adequate. I like it because I can use the sound fonts. And a friend of mine and I sort of, there was a sound font out there called Real Font. And we have sort of worked on it and tried to perfect it a little bit, and we're calling it Dream Font because the plan is that it's everybody's dream sound for every instrument. And, it was coming along pretty well, and then he moved away, and he's in Florida, and if you're listening to this, you know who you are. And, he has sent me an update once in a while, but the updates I really want to see are in the drums, and I just don't have the know-how to do that. So if anybody has the ability, inclination to do a podcast on working on sound fonts, or if it's been done and I just never found it, that would be really, really awesome. But apart from the drums, I think everything sounds good, and the drums are good, I've just heard better. So, anyway, maybe I'll end this podcast, such as it is, with a MIDI. But I use, like I said, I use just a generic Audigy for sound, and it does fine. It's got a little bit of a quirk where the sound quality of JAWS speech changes a little bit if a wave or anything is playing while it's trying to talk. It didn't do it under 98, and it's not a huge crisis, but it's just weird. So I'm getting used to that a little bit, but at least it's not snap, crackle, pop like the live cards do. It's nothing like that. It's just a change in sound quality. So, I don't know. Maybe that's enough for just an introductory podcast. If there's more that people want me to try to demonstrate, or more that, I don't know, more questions that you have, you can, I guess, just send them to the list or send me an email off list That should be okay. And, I guess that's it for now. So I'm going to see if I can get this even remotely to the sound quality that you guys have come to expect. And, if all goes well, I will send it off. We turn up the speakers on the computer here. And, track down a MIDI. I do it quietly and use my Braille display, except my Braille display no longer runs under XP. But overall, I wasn't a huge Braille user, but it's just a disappointment that I finally get the stupid thing paid off and now I can't use it unless somebody out there. And I feel like I'm asking more questions than contributing, and I'm sorry about that. You know, I do plan to offer knowledge of some sort. Like I said, once my phone gets home and I can do the Gmod thing and all that. But if anybody knows a way to get 16 or 32-bit drivers that will make an ALVA 280 work, that would be awesome. If not, I suppose I need to at least take it off the computer at some point so it quits mocking me. And the cat is doing something with the blank paper stash that is somewhere under my computer desk. I don't know exactly what she's up to, but it doesn't sound good. I don't know. Well, I think it's her sister. It is her sister. She has somehow stuck herself under the desk. There she is. She's out. Everybody's okay. All right, let's find a MIDI that might show you how cool the sound fonts are using this Audigy thing. Close Outlook Express.
Desktop folder view selected my computer 106. My computer MIDI fit folder view DRWDSS32. Folder Melissa documents.
That DR Watson 32. It's a 1KB text file. I'm itching to delete it because I like to keep my computer as clean as possible. And it's not the space, it's just that it's a file and I don't think it needs to be there, but I'm afraid it has to be there, so I won't let myself delete it. Anyway, let's see. Still getting used to where it hides stuff under it. Sounds, okay. Just got a new keyboard, too. Okay, I'm trying to think of a MIDI that would really, really show this thing off. I listen to metal music, so I don't think most of you would appreciate that. Well, this is one everybody would know, I guess.
Hold S-E, R-star. W, Star Cantina Theme. Sesame. Stay down. Stay away. Stay
up. Where is it?
Star Wars Cantina. Star Trek, the original. Star.
Where is Star Wars?
S-R-T, A-R, W, A-R, S. Sesame. Stay at it. Stay for. Stay in. Stay in the light. Scene. See over. Sales.
Okay.
Stacy found my fountains of W. Sarah Lee, the devil. Stand up for Visa.
Well. Okay. Everybody knows Stairway to Heaven. Why not?
Thank you.
backslash up.
Okay, sorry about that big boom, if it was a big boom. Just trying to bring this back down, the little digiset thingy. Thought of a couple more things to tell you about my technology. I have a Yamaha PSR550 keyboard. Don't know much about it. I play with it. I don't play it, unfortunately. I would love to learn how to play. I took piano lessons until 6th grade, and then my piano teacher threw Mozart's Sonata No. 3 at me, and I don't know what happened, but I just fell apart after that. I couldn't coordinate to do even the beginning part. The right and left hands just did not want to coordinate, no matter how much I practiced, and I just got very frustrated and quit piano lessons, and I really, really regret that. Even now, I'll still once in a while try to play that thing. I still can't do it. So I mostly have the keyboard here for anybody who wanders by that does know how to play, and maybe they can send me MIDIs, although right now I don't have Cakewalk installed. I was using Cakewalk Home Studio 95. Because it worked really well with JAWS, and I haven't tried to reinstall it yet, but I got a bad feeling that I won't be able to use it. So, I'm going to be on the prowl for new MIDI software at some point, too. And, of course, none of this is free, so it all has to wait. It's like I've got this mental wish list, and I think I put the book port at the top of that list because I could read Audible books at work, I can read Daisy books at work, I can even just listen to music MP3s without my little CD player. So that just seemed like the best, most sensible way to spend my tax refund. Because, of course, I can't save it. That's just out of the question. I have my 401k, and that's saving for me. You know, that's all the savings that I'm capable of. I just am a spending freak. I've got probably over 600 music CDs, mostly into power/neoclassical metal. I'd be happy to show samples if anybody's interested. I especially like to try to promote my favorite band, which is called Ed Guy, because their singer is just out of this world. And okay, I admit it, I have a crush on him. He's only 4 years younger than me. It's not entirely out of the question. But anyway, so I've got all kinds of CDs, not all metal. In fact, most of it isn't. I've got, like, Dr. Demento and Weird Al and a bunch of 80s pop and rock, because I'm definitely an 80s kid. A little bit of newer pop stuff like Backstreet Boys and Nick Lachey and things like that. I cannot stand rap or jazz or most country. I can't do it. Other than that, I'll listen to almost anything. I really will. And I'll listen to country, but I will not listen to especially rap crap. I just can't do it. So I sincerely apologize to those of you who listen to rap. If you like it, that's great. You're entitled, but I don't want it. So I have a Sony STRDE845 receiver. Reasonably accessible. I mean, I know how to do just about everything I need to on it. I have a Sony, actually everything's Sony, so I guess I'll save myself that trouble. I have a 5-CD carousel. I also have one of the home CD burners, which there's a CD burner in the computer, but again, I don't have CD burning software at the moment. So, I rely on the standalone unit that's hooked up to the stereo, which also doubles as a single disc player. Well, it has two drawers, so I guess it's two discs, but, you know, mostly a single disc player. There's a cassette deck, but I don't use it. I've got a 36-inch, I forget the model number, I guess it doesn't matter, FV16 or something. Anyway, it's a 36-inch TV. I've got the 5 speakers and 1 subwoofer. I think it was SAVE or ED815 or something. Anyway, it was extended definition. And back when I was working at Sears and Primestar and stuff, I could afford this stuff. So that's when the stereo system was constructed. And so far, everything's doing well. So I hope it continues to do so. Stereo sounds great. I love it. I have a Toshiba DVD player, region-free. That way I can get you some UK DVDs, because we don't get all the British comedies over here, and I love my British comedy. So I had to get a region-free player so that I could get those, not to mention the occasional Ed Guy DVD that might find its way into existence. And then to round things out, I have a Zenith Speakeasy Talking VCR, which, since those no longer exist, I'm holding on to that for dear life. I don't use it except to record and watch the People's Court. That's literally all I use it for anymore. But it's good to have it, and I love it that it talks. I love everything that goes talk. Although I did recently sell my talking microwave to a coworker because her microwave died, and she's diabetic and can't read Braille as well as she used to. So I figured I don't need the talking function as much. So I sold her the talking microwave and got myself an Amana microwave / convection oven. Brailled it, and it's working beautifully. I won't regret that decision ever. I love that little microwave convection oven. My friend and I made cookies in it for my birthday, and they came out great. We made a small mistake on our end, and had we not made that mistake, I think the cookies would have been spectacular. They were still good. They were just a little more done than I usually like them. I also have an Amana washer and dryer that they sent me the Braille for. The microwave labels I did myself with my reader, and those came out just fine, but Amana sent me, or Maytag, I guess, sent me the labels for the washer and dryer, and again, no complaints. So, let's see. I have the Panasonic cordless phone, dual speaker phones, and talking caller ID. I wish the caller ID worked in review mode, but it doesn't, so, you know, but it's nice to have it. I also have the little 10 number talking caller ID. I have that hooked up here in the, quote, office. Have a AT&T 1825, I think. I guess the model numbers don't matter. Anyway, it's a phone answering machine combo thing. It's got speakerphone, 4 mailboxes, which I don't need 4 mailboxes for just me, but I have mailbox 1, of course, gets all the incoming messages, and then if there's stuff I want to save, I can copy it over to a different mailbox and just keep it in there indefinitely. So I have that, and that might be something, of course, not that it's easily available anymore, but if anybody's interested, I'd be willing to do a podcast on that. Got a Westlow treadmill and exercise bike, neither of which get as much use as they should. And let's see, HP DeskJet printer, 830C, I think it is, and I need to get new ink for it. I just never seem to get around to it. And HP ScanJet 2P Dinosaur 10-year-old scanner, but Windows XP allowed me to install it, so I need to reinstall OpenBook at some point and see if it's still doing its thing, because if it is, I'd like to keep using it. I've got another scanner that BSVI bought me, but for whatever reason, it never wanted to work right. Anyway, that's up in my closet someplace, and if the ScanJet 2P refuses to work, maybe we could, And then me and the cat. I don't know. Maybe I can get the color one. I think it's a 5100 or something. Maybe I can get that down. And since the Braille display is more likely than not leaving, I could put the scanner on that parallel port. And it probably would work. It just didn't want to work in USB mode for whatever reason. So, I don't know. Anybody still awake? This is pretty boring stuff. I think that's about it, really. There's a kitty cat. It is a Katie. I can only tell them apart. They feel identical in every way, except for the shape of their collar. The little thing that fastens the collar on. Because they have the breakaway collars. And Katie's collar has a round attaching thing. And I found a square one. And that's what I put on Kit. Or Miss Kittles. Or whatever I'm calling her this week. So that's the only way I have of telling these two apart. And I dread the day that they both break out of their collars at the same time, because they have each managed to lose a collar more than once. So, anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and stop this now. I know I said I was going to do that ages ago, but I want to stop this now and try to send it to the computer and try to get it into a reasonably decent format. And guess that's it. So I hope everyone is having a great day, and I will talk to you all later on the list. Take care.